DC Metro Real Producers. This is your publisher, Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with the wonderful Jordan Dobbs. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
He is in our December issue, and if you haven't checked it out, make sure you do. He's with Intercoastal Mortgage, and you know, I love having Jordan as part of our partnership with Real Producers. He is very much a relationship person, and you know, about deepening ones he already has, adding more relationships in the business. And I love Scotsman Guide called him a rising star. He just had his 10-year anniversary in, you know, marriage anniversary in real estate as a lender, right? So 10 years. And you've done $750 million in business. And number one in Maryland, under 40, by the Scotsman's Guide too, which is pretty, that's pretty great. And 2021, you did $220 million in business, right?
Thanks. Yeah, it's crazy.
And you're a super humble guy, so almost no one knows those things. So I wanted to make sure I said them for you, because good Lord, good man. So tell us, what exactly is it that you do? Tell us, as a lender, what do you do?
Yeah, I help clients buy and refinance real estate. It's their single biggest purchase and debt and assets that they're going to have. And, you know, my job is to help them, you know, live out their dream of homeownership and do the best I can as an advisor to help them guide them through that process.
Now, did you always think you'd be a lender, like, you know, as a little tot, like how'd this happen?
No, I don't think anyone really dreams of being a lender. Kind of just fall into it. You know, when I was young, I always thought I'd play some sort of sports or do something in the athletic field. So I went to college for athletic training and became a personal trainer and a regional director of fitness at a local health club called Sport and Health. Out of college and stayed there for quite a while. And 2012-13, things changed and fell into mortgage. Here I am.
Well, can you tell us a little bit of a step-by-step, like how you've gotten to where you're at now, and you have a team and you do a lot of support for your agents and your clients? Like, what did that look like over this like 10-year journey?
Yeah, I mean, started off by just myself learning the business, getting licensed, and, you know, reaching out to my friends, family, and tight circle of influence, and letting them know I changed careers and this is what I'm going to be doing. And then I pride myself on being an expert. So I really studied the business and went, you know, through all the products and programs and licensing to, you know, be an expert in the field. And over time, it grows, right? So the more deals you do. It started with my one of my good friends was my first deal, and family, and my dad bought a house, second home in Florida. And next thing you know, years later, you just get more relationships by doing more deals and doing a good job and building a reputation.
I love it. It sounds like high standards of excellence, consistency, and all the Real Producers in this, you know, in this community and in this platform can totally relate to what you just said. I love it. It makes total sense to me, knowing you and your standards and so on, and your team too. What's been the biggest challenge for you, do you think?
I mean, the business is really hard to break into, right? It's 100%, you know, commission-based business, and it's really tough. If it was easy, I think a lot of people would sell mortgages, but it's really a challenging industry. There's a lot of nuances. It's always changing. So keeping up with all the changes and building deep, loyal relationships with partners, you know, the deeper and relationships you have and the more trusted partners you have, the easier the business gets, but getting to that point takes a long time.
That makes sense. What do you think has been most rewarding for you?
Building a beautiful team and having, you know, my clients, you know, get their houses, right? I mean, at the end of the day, my goal is to help my clients, you know, buy a house. And when they buy their dream house, there's nothing better than seeing them hold their keys and take a picture in front of their house and, you know, thank me for being a part of that.
What sets you apart, makes you different?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, for myself, it's all speed, right? I work very quickly. My team's efficient, so we can close deals in 10 days. We can turn around approvals in the same day. So a client and we get a referral that same day, we could turn around that pre-approval due to the capacity of my team and how structured we're set up. So I say speed, and in a tough market where real estate's, you know, really competitive, there's not a lot of inventory. Speed helps win deals for our agents and our clients.
How do you find clients?
Most of my clients come from real estate agents, you know, mostly real estate agent driven. So, you know, really, really grateful for all my real estate agent partners out there. But I also have a lot of financial advisor referrals, CPAs, past clients. My database is huge at this point. So can't forget about all my past clients and you know, thank them enough for always thinking of me.
What about for your business, next steps, you know, this year, 5 years from now, like what's it going to look like?
Yeah, I hope to continue to grow my team and have more lenders work with me and my team and continue to build what we have. You know, we've got a small team of basically four people. I'd love to get that to 10 and continue to grow and serve the DC market the best we can. You know, obviously volume numbers will come with growth, but I'd love to get to like 300 million a year. It's always been a dream to continue to grow volume as well as the team.
Why is it so important to work with you and Intercoastal Mortgage? Like, why is that so important?
Yeah, I'd say reputation. We're a locally owned, you know, mortgage company headquartered out of Virginia. We opened up, you know, myself and my team, we opened up the Maryland office in Potomac, Maryland, that you guys were just at. You know, so, you know.
It's a great office.
Thanks. I think, you know, just being locally owned and operated, again, speed. We control everything from start to finish in our office. So being a tech forward mortgage company that has the technology and the products and programs to serve is really what separates us apart.
What steps would you recommend to get into like the mortgage industry? Like if someone's out there thinking, I want to get into mortgages, what would you recommend?
I mean, number one, you know, I would talk to a bunch of lenders, branch managers, executives of mortgage companies to see what the industry is all about. But the most important thing is if you're going to get in is to really have that mentor that's going to hold your hand those early years and be there for you to help you navigate the industry.
I think that's great advice. I would talk to Jordan if you're looking at doing that. Every business has a secret weapon, like someone, something, a habit that they attribute a lot of their success to. Like, what do you think that is for you?
For me personally, I think it's always literally always picking up my phone, right? Nights, weekends, always being available. But then I've got that secret sauce, which is my team behind me. They always make me look good. If I'm not available, they're available. And they work just as hard as I do, right? So, you know, just that like-minded set as a team and always just being available for our clients, you know, as quickly as possible. You know, that's I think the most important to my success.
Yeah. Rachel and Andrea are freaking awesome too. Like I really like those two. Tell us a little bit about your family. Like, yeah, just, we love humanizing and really talking about like the person, right? And you're a great person. You're a pretty humble guy too. Like tell us about your family.
Thanks. Yeah. It's almost my 10-year anniversary of being married to my wife, Robin. We have two beautiful kids, Reed and Emmy, and we're from the area, both from Montgomery County, Maryland, born and raised, went away to college, both came back and, you know, that's basically my family. We love to travel and spend time together and cook dinner and eat and do all those things that families like to do. But that's really it.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for sharing, you know. Well, if y'all haven't read his story, make sure that you do and give Jordan Dobbs a shot if you haven't. He does great work. So thank you so much, Jordan, for being with us.
Thanks, Kristen. Thanks for having me on.